All right, good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690. Thanks so much for tuning our way. And at this time, we have Lisa Wilson on the phone, Independence Chamber of Commerce Director. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
I'm doing well. We had a great trunk or treat last night. The weather was beautiful, so today's a great day.
Oh, that's great. And you're finally hopefully recovering from all the Niuala festivities, I hope.
Yes, yes. And that was another great event. So the weather cooperated for our 9-day celebration, and everything went off without a hitch. I think there were record crowds for the parade. The Marine Band was in town, so it went very, very well.
That's great. No, I was hoping to make it out there on Saturday, and I know the weather was kind of, it was a little bit cloudy, which almost made it just seemed like a really, really good atmosphere for Niuala somehow, almost a little bit spooky, but unfortunately, yeah, I came down with whatever bug this is, and so that's why we have you on the phone today, because we want to keep you well, keep as many people from getting this thing as possible.
Yes. Any other time, I would appreciate you sharing with me, but I do not want any part of what you guys are passing around there.
No, not at all. So, all right. So let's get into it then. I know we've got a lot of events coming up.
Absolutely. So the first thing that we have happening in Independence will be First Friday. So that's always the first Friday of every month. So that will happen in a few more days. And it's at the Civic Center. It's a morning event. It's 7:30 in the morning. Annie Mays brings over coffee and muffins, and we all kind of have a light breakfast before our speakers present. And we also have a business sponsor, and this month's business sponsor is SecTam of Independence, and they will also be receiving a plaque for their 50-year milestone. So we'll be celebrating them as our business sponsor. And then moving right into our speaker lineup, which will be Ann Birdie from the USD 446 Educational Foundation. We have Marsha Royer, who is co-owner of Sycamore Valley Driving Range, and she will be talking all about the business venture that she and her husband are having, opening up this driving range. They opened up the day after Niuala, so on Sunday afternoon there were people out hitting golf balls and enjoying that amenity. And then Chris Stemler is with Trident Properties, and he is a developer who has purchased, I believe, about 6 downtown buildings, and he will be renovating them, doing retail in the lower level and upper story housing. So we're very excited to learn more from Chris about his vision for his investment in the downtown. So I encourage everyone to come and be present and accounted for, or tune in on Facebook Live. You can go to the city's Facebook page, and it'll be live on there, or you can watch it later on. We will share the link as well. So that's First Friday. And then if the weather cooperates, which I hope that it will, we will have a great Veterans Day celebration. So that's going to happen on Saturday. So while I know we need the rain desperately, I hope it gets it out of its system and gives us a good downpour, but doesn't rain out any of the events that we have scheduled to celebrate our veterans. But the morning's going to start out with a Veterans Day appreciation breakfast. So it can rain cats and dogs during that time. And it's being sponsored by Young Professionals of Independence. It's going to be a morning breakfast for all the veterans and their families from 7 to 8:30 at the Civic Center. It's completely free, and we just encourage everyone to come and just enjoy some fellowship for a morning breakfast. And then after that, the High School Art Club has painted these rocks, and they're all very patriotic, and they're going to be hidden in the downtown area. And on the backside of 3 of them, we'll have special stickers. And if you happen to find one of those, you'll bring it down to the chamber office next week when we're open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5, and you can pick up your prize. So that's always fun to get out and do some rock hunting. and all of the American flags will be up, all of the veterans' banners will be up, and while there's Halloween artwork in all of the windows downtown during Niwala, that artwork gets taken down, and patriotic artwork goes up. And so we're going to have some artwork from the Riley Early Learning Center kiddos and Eisenhower students, K through second grade. So that will be a nice addition to the downtown. And then for everyone who enjoys a great cornhole tournament, we will be having one of those as well. We've been having them every year, and all of the proceeds will go to support the flag project in downtown Independence. So here's what everyone needs to know if you're interested in participating in the cornhole tournament. Saturday, November the 5th, registration will be at 9:30. Tournament starts at 10:30. It's at the East 4-H building at Riverside Park. And it's $40 for team of two, double elimination, no limit on teams, no age limit. They'll have cash prizes, and then, as I mentioned, part of the proceeds will go to support the American Flag Project downtown. And what I mean by that is we have close to 300 flags that fly in the downtown and around town area 365 days out of the year, but they take a beating with the strong winds that we have. So we have to replace those about every 6 months or so. And so to keep that program going and to keep those flags flying, we need to continue to raise money. So that's what part of the proceeds will go to from the cornhole tournament. So hope all of the people listening out there are cornhole players or know of somebody who might be interested in playing. We'll have a military exhibit at the museum. That's from 10 to 4 at the Historical Museum, 123 North 8th Street. And all veterans get in free. They're going to have coffee and donuts and snacks throughout the day. So be sure and stop by the museum. That's also something to do. And in case it's raining, you can slip inside the museum and enjoy that military exhibit. And then I'll bet you cornhole will happen as well, because they'll be able to be in the covered 4-H buildings and be out of the elements. And then Veterans Freedom Square Memorial Tribute and the reading of the names represented at the Veterans Memorial will take place at 10 o'clock. And we're working on Plan B in case it does rain during that time. In addition to the reading of over 800 names on those pavers out there, they will also be reading the names of those that are in the active military right now. And then Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Youth Essay Award winners will be recognized. First, second, and third place will be recognized, and then first place for both the high school participant and the middle school participant will read their essays, and that's always very very moving to hear what these high schoolers and middle schoolers write about. And again, this one is an outdoor event, so if it does rain at 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll be watching closely the weather. We'll let you know what Plan B is, so you can tune in to the Chamber's Facebook page at Get Independence, and we'll keep everybody updated on that. Right after the memorial tribute will be a POW MIA remembrance table, and that will happen immediately following, and if the weather is clear, we will have it live streamed on the City of Independence's Facebook page, as we will have the Veterans Freedom Square Memorial Tribute live streamed, so that people, if they can't get out, they'll be able to still enjoy that. We also will have some carriage rides in the park, so this is new. The lady who has the horse and buggy carriage rides, who many times comes to the holiday open house, she wanted to come to Independence and be a part of Veterans Day. She's going to take donations, but everyone and veterans will be riding for free. That'll be from 11:30 to 1:30 out in the park, so that'll be nice. After the memorial presentation, you can just jump on the carriage ride, and she'll take you for a little quick spin through the park and try to get as many people through that process so as they can experience that. But that'll be from 11:30 to 1:30. And then at the same time, we have the Heroes and Hot Rods car show. That's from 11:30 to 1:30, and that is just right north of the 4-H buildings. It's all right there together so that everybody can just hang out and have fun. And then at about 1:30, those cars will pull out, and they will actually head down to the parade and be in the parade as well. And then also during that time, starting at around noon, there will be a free community bean feed sponsored by VFW Post 1186, and that's at the park in the enclosed 4-H building. So everybody will be able to come out and have beans and cornbread, and they'll have desserts and everything. It's always fun to be able to sit and visit and enjoy a great bowl of beans, especially if it's a little chilly. They always taste better when it's a little cold outside. And then the parade's going to happen. We just got word that we'd been approved for a military flyover, but we didn't know what was going to fly over, but we do now. It will be a KC-135, and that plane will fly over downtown Independence at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which will signal the start of our parade.
Great.
And we'll start. And then, can you still hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. And then we'll also have the rededication of the 1922 Memorial Hall cornerstone. That's going to happen right after the parade down at Memorial Hall. I don't know if everyone knows, but the cornerstone was laid 100 years ago, and then the building was finished up in 1923. So we're going to celebrate the laying of that cornerstone, and there'll be a proclamation that will be read by the mayor. So that will happen right after the parade, and then that's basically what's going to happen that day.
I don't think that's enough events
for everybody.
I don't think that's enough. I said I don't think that's enough events. I mean, that's just...
I better get back to work.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, that is just wonderful. I mean, this is just a fantastic day. And it's a very important day, too. And I think everyone recognizes that. But my goodness. Yeah, I do have the flyer right here in front of me. So we will be, of course, promoting this more as we get closer. But, yeah, hopefully the weather cooperates. I mean, I know we need rain, but we would like it to work with us a little bit for this wonderful event.
You know, I completely do. I hope it rains as well. But here's what I'm going to say. I got two things. You know, our veterans fought for our freedom and fought for our country in all kinds of weather. And while it might be rainy and gloomy and doomy and cold and chilly, I hope that does not keep all of us from being at that parade and standing along the streets and honoring our veterans as they walk through the parade, for all of us to be able to show our appreciation and our support of those veterans. I do think we need to be mindful of that, because so many times, you know, it does get chilly, and we think, oh, you know, we're gonna stay home, and I'm right there with you. But on this particular parade, we need to get out, and we need to bundle up and show our support for our veterans if everything cooperates and we're able to have that parade. And so, and then lastly, I want to remind everyone that on November the 10th, which is Thursday, November the 10th, right before the holiday, Mid-Continent Band is going to have a Veterans Day concert at the High School Performing Arts Center. And they're also going to be there's going to be some special music with the Jefferson School. So the Jefferson School will be doing some performances, and then they will be doing some performances with the band, and then the band will be doing some performances by themselves. And that all starts at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. So that'll be a nice bow on the package for a great Veterans Day event.
No, that's both, you know, Great points. You know, it is just so important. It's one of the really more important holidays and kind of events and remembrance time. So, yes, we definitely encourage anyone and everyone to come out and show your support for those veterans. So, yeah, this is just great. I mean, I know it's hard to believe. I was even talking with my folks about Neowall and stuff, and then I was saying, yeah, and this Veterans Day of Honor is coming up, and they said it's going to be right after. It's the next weekend. I'm like, yeah, they take things seriously in Independence.
It's busy, and you know what? I'm going to give a shout out to our police department and fire and EMS, because in Independence, when Neowalla starts on I believe on the 21st this year, but they have the doodah parade, the kitty parade, and the grand parade on that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then 7 days later, which is this Saturday, we're going to have another parade. So that will be parade number 4 in a few short days. And parade number 5 will happen on November the 20th, and that will be the Christmas parade. So when you think about all the work that IPD and Fire and EMS and the City of Independence and the Street Department goes to block off the streets and drop off the barricades and clean up all the trash and everything that they have to do to prepare for these parades and make sure we're all safe and everything happens the way that we hope for it to. It's a lot of work, and they're doing their other job as well. So shout out to City of Independence, Street Department, and Fire EMS, and IPD, and everyone else involved in helping us make these parades happen. Because seriously, to have 5 parades in that short period of time is a lot of work, but pretty incredible.
Well, and not to mention all the security being provided for, you know, the musical and for all the different the pageants and everything there. Yeah. In Memorial Hall. I mean, because they were out there, you know, directing traffic and, you know, just providing a presence in the building and everything. So, I mean, that's a lot of man hours just right there.
Oh, the sheriff's department. What? Yes, there were reserves. There were the sheriff's department was out there, and not only that, but those people that I just mentioned were also involved in last night's trunk or treat.
Oh,
I mean, those barricades were dropped for trunk or treat. The sheriff's department had a trunk down at trunk or treat. The police department had a trunk. The fire and EMS had a trunk. I mean, they're all just incredible and very supportive. And again, they have big jobs every day of the week, 365 days out of the year, 24 hours a day, and they still are so willing to help us out when we say, please, can we do this? So,
no, that
very,
is,
very thankful for them.
That is wonderful. Well, Lisa, anything else that we need to know about as we head throughout the now month of November?
James, I hope not, because I'm tired.
Oh, well, you are doing a great job. We do really appreciate it. And, yeah, I think you deserve a little rest after we get through all these big events. And but then, you know, Christmas is going to be right around the corner.
That's right. That's right. No, there's always, as you say, there's always something fun happening in Independence. And I just want to say how much we appreciate you allowing us to come on the air and giving us the opportunity to share with your listeners all the fun things that are happening in our community.
No, it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for being flexible and coming on via phone today.
Sure, take care. I hope you guys are feeling better, and I'll be in studio next week.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Well, Lisa Wilson, thank you so much. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. And we will continue with Open Line. So get ready to call in right after this here on the Mighty 690.